This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Joe Biden meets with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin for the first time in Geneva on Wednesday amid deteriorating relations between the world powers. The meeting takes place in the final hours of Biden's first trip abroad as president, during which he has already attended the 47th G7 summit in the English town of Carbis Bay, as well as talks with NATO and EU leaders in Brussels. In an interview with NBC News, Putin said U.S.-Russia ties have deteriorated to their lowest point in years. The White House said Saturday that Biden will appear alone at a post-summit news conference, unlike former President Donald Trump, who addressed reporters together with Putin following their 2018 summit in Helsinki. A White House official said Saturday a solo press conference is useful for clearly communicating the meeting's content to reporters, including topics of contention as well as agreement. In April, Biden expelled 10 Russian diplomats and imposed new sanctions on 6 Russian technology companies that provide support to the cyber program run by Putin's intelligence services linked to the hacking of the SolarWinds information technology company. In May, 2 key U.S. businesses, Colonial Pipeline, which transports fuel in the southeastern United States, and the JBS Meat Processing Company, were targeted in cyber attacks believed to have originated in Russia. Both Colonial and JBS paid millions of dollars in ransom demands to restore their business operations, although U.S. law enforcement officials have recovered some of the money paid by Colonial. The White House also said it expects the Biden-Putin meeting to be candid and straightforward, and that Biden will bring up those ransomware attacks originating in Russia. This is VOA News.